Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Tuesday, December 11th, and that means it's Keeping It Real with myself, Nikki Outlaw, my wonderful co-host, in the house this evening, KD and Lady Q. Ladies, tell our listeners good morning. Good evening, God, y'all. I'm ready. I'm ready to be able to get back up.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Hey.
We start off with some laughter. I am tired. It has been a tiring. It's only the second day of the week, and yes, I'm ready to go to bed. But yes, like I said, it's Tuesday, Keeping It Real. So what I need for y'all to do, hopefully y'all have gotten your kids and they're off and either in another room or already in bed. And now it's time for some nice adult time. Grab your wine, grab your beer, grab your coffee, grab your tea, whatever it is, your water, and just relax and kick back and have some nice fun laughter and relaxation for the next hour and a half with myself and my co-host here. It is Crazy Tuesdays. That's what it is. It is Crazy Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about, yes, some craziness, some not-so-craziness, some bizarre, some off-the-chain, some you name it. And, of course, we're definitely going to bring you that way, way, way over-the-top what-in-the-world craziness. So I am definitely excited and definitely looking forward for the topics that myself and my co-host bring with you. To you tonight. So, ladies, how have you been? Well, oh my goodness, it's like the fourth week since we've all been on the show together. Each one of us in the last 3 weeks has had something come up and had to be off the show. So, welcome to all of us. Yay, we're back from the show. Yes. Wow, awesome. So how is everybody? How's, you know, from last week to today, Ben?
Been great. Same old, living, doing what I have to do.
Okay, KD, don't sound so thrilled about it, girl. I'm gonna repeat what you just said or try to. You're like, it's good, I'm living, doing what I'm, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm really excited for you, girl. I got you. Come on, put some more spunk in there. You were doing, I mean, even if it won't spunky or exciting, you know.
Yeah, let's keep it real.
I know, right?
Let's not take it.
And that's what we're all about. Okay, Lady Q, because Katie's like, okay, yeah, it was what it was, and yeah, let's keep it moving.
Okay, well, if hers wasn't enthusiastic, then mine ain't going to sound anymore because I, you know, stay at home, so nothing exciting, and I'm not looking forward to the holidays. How about y'all? Are y'all looking forward to the holidays? I'm over it already.
Me too.
And, a pain to even think about.
Well, I'm not looking forward to the commercialized version of the holiday. I haven't even started. I'm going to be perfectly honest. It is the 11th day of December, and I have not bought one item for either one of my children or any of my nieces and nephews. And you know, the adults, you know, after you get a certain age, it's like, you know, I love you. And you get the spare money, if there's any spare money. And usually, you know what, it's like, you know what, you know I love you because didn't I just help you out like 3 months ago on
mm-hmm.
boom, 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 boom. That was your Christmas present. hello, yeah. You took your money right there. You know what I'm saying? But I do have, I am happy. And my girls know that I'm happy because this last year, for my listeners, it's been a very trying year for me and my family. We had some things going on, and Thursday the outcome was very, very beneficial to my family and my kids. And so I'm on cloud nine right now. I've been on cloud nine since Thursday afternoon, and doggone it, nobody's gonna steal my thunder. And it's just been great. I have not even like not one, you know, even people at work, not one little hair get me. It's like, you know, I look at them and I'm like, all right, devil, you know, keep on walking. I'm thank you, Lord. And so I am definitely happy because my week could have been different, and it didn't, and I'm thankful. I'm so, so very thankful right now because that just proves, ladies, it proves that that there's a lot of stuff in store for us. Mm. We've already started to see it, and it's spilling over into our personal lives, and I love it because, you know, 2012, neither one of us even had an idea of what we were about to, you know, partake and embark on beginning May 1st. And we have just been out of this world, having fun and loving it. And 2013 is just going to bring us more and more. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for everything. I'm really excited. I was giving my train of thought. Y'all talking. And my train of thought left. Anyway, so that was our week. And I'm ready for this week to be just as exciting and keep on moving. I know I have some topics coming up. I know my girls have some topics come up. But before we start our topics, we're going to go into a song. And we're going to listen to Hello by Lady TJ.
Hello.
Ladies.
I love that song.
Yeah, right.
It was very Erykah Badu-esque. I was over here bopping. I like that.
Exactly. I love that song, too. It definitely has that feel. Lady PJ, hello. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ain't going to do no second. Not going to do the singing. But let's just hop right on in here. Who wants to start off with some craziness?
I know, Katie. Got some good ones.
So let's get into it. My first question is, do you think that Sesame Street should retire Elmo?
Are they going to retire him? Are they thinking about it?
I mean, like, retire the puppet itself. I mean, a lot of people are saying that Elmo's image is taunted right now because of what, you know, the guy's going through at the moment. So, I say retire it.
Wow. I'm kind of torn. Yeah. I understand where everybody's coming from, you know, but at the same time, Elmo is a very crucial part of Sesame Street. It's like saying, get rid of, you know, retire Big. You know, I just can't see Sesame Street not walking around with the big yellow bird. I don't know. I'm kind of, yeah. I don't know. What do you say, Lady Q?
I say no way. I mean, you know, Elmo is a puppet, and he has helped lots of children, you know, with all these different things. My kids love Elmo, and the puppeteer is having his own personal issues, so you replace him. If that's what you feel you need to do, then you get somebody else to fill the shoes. I mean, if, you know, if Big Bird's puppeteer guy, which the original guy, passed away, if they were to just retire because he no longer could do it, then there would be eventually no Sesame Street. It's kind
right.
of... Really, to think about that, adults know what he's going through, but children don't know. To them, it's just Elmo.
Right.
He's literally a puppet, you know. So I say no way. They should not do that. That would just really break my heart. I'd be sad. I love Elmo.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, the kids don't know. They don't know that, you know, anything about any of the characters' real life outside of them being on the screen, or unless they go to the, you know, one of those live performances, there it's a character, and I just cannot see, like I said, I can't see Sesame Street without Elmo and Big Bird and Oscar and the Count. Okay, I can keep on going to all the characters. I mean, but you know, it's like, oh, wait, I grew up on that, and my kids are growing up on that, and, you know, like, I'm dating myself, but, you know, like when Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, when he passed, you know, it's like when they got this new guy, I'm like, he's not Mr. Rogers. You know, you just, I know they have to keep on, but it's still a little different from when you grow up. But, it's, you know, we're adults, we know what's going on. But for the children, leave the character for the kids. I mean, most people turn around and take over anyway. You know, so even if, like you said, if he died, somebody would replace the character. And half those children don't know who the real life, you know, who the real life person is behind the mask, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Good one, though, Katie. That was a good one.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. That just made both of us go, ah! I mean, my heart literally dropped. I'm like, whoa. It was almost like, wait, a death. That's very traumatic. That's a very traumatic thing. And we have a caller. I think, yeah, we have a caller, 704. Hello? You
hello.
There? Hey, Makina. How are you?
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you ladies doing?
Hey, what's your take on this? We know I know you pushed one because you got to say something.
A question just came on my mind. Do you guys think it was bad, well, karma, whoever, you know, whatever you believe in, that for so many years we didn't even know what he looked like? Do you think it was like after he came out, it seemed like that's when all of this came out, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? I was just thinking about that because this whole time, you know, now it's all about his personal life or whatever. You know, I don't know, you know, the whole story, but I know that it's mainly about his personal life and they're tying it in with his character. And sad to say, a lot of things that people do, you know, high up things or whatever, you know, it's tied in with what they do in their personal life. But
right. I agree. I mean, I had no clue what the man looked like. I didn't know if he was black, white, black, Asian.
Yeah.
I mean, had no clue until all of a sudden his face started plastered all over television and, you know, articles and stuff, because I had no clue at all. To me, Elmo is, you know, the little red whatever he is.
Right. And now he's the black man with all the drama. You know.
Right, with his hand that was up under Elmo. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I couldn't even tell you who Big Bird is. I don't know who Big Bird is. I don't know who Oscar and the Grouch and all those other characters. I have no clue who they are. And I agree. If maybe he shouldn't have stepped out and said, oh, I've been Elmo for these umpteen years. Okay, to the adults, oh, okay, now we got a face to think. To the children, they don't care. As long as you were giving them the educational needs that they needed and entertaining them, they were okay with that. You know, to be honest, I was okay with that because,
Know,
he kind of broke my little fantasy. Oh, wow, there's an actual face now with the character, and I kind of like not knowing who Big Bird is. Because, you know, it kind of...
Kind of thing.
Am I going to say something? Go ahead.
It makes me suspicious, the fact that all of a sudden he shows his face and then these people come out of the woodwork. You know, these people, if something happened to them, something happened to you, no matter who this person is. So for me, that element makes it suspicious. Not to say that they're not telling the truth. I don't know if they are or not, but I'm not buying it.
It makes you wonder that, okay, I'm with you on that. I can totally understand where you're coming from with that, because they may not have known that he was this famous person, whether he did or didn't do, you know. But then, you know, and because, oh, wait, you're the person behind Elmo. Okay, well, you know what? Granted, I hate to even say this, but a lot of times, whether the accusations are real or false, a lot of it stems from the root of all evil, money.
Right.
And, I mean, and I'm like you, Lady Q, and Makita, I don't know all the story. I don't know all the ins and outs. We're not them. We don't know if it's true, false, if things really happened, if it was consensual, not consensual. That's not our place to be the judge and jury. But this aspect of it, when it comes to being in the public eye, nobody knew who this man was. And he probably, hopefully, was living a modest life and not, you know, living on the hill in a 15,000-acre home, splashing every himself. So people had no clue. And then they may have was going to say something anyway. But when you all of a sudden get into the public eye, your decision becomes a lot quicker to open your mouth than not. That's my opinion.
There's a lot of truth to that, because if they're sitting there and they're like, oh, no, you're not, this is not going to happen. This happened with politics, with you know, it's happened with a lot of people. They're like, oh, okay, now I see you. I'm going to say something. And I don't want to take away from any victim, if there's any victims or anything like that. But
Right. Definitely
it does play into it.
What do you think, Katie?
The only thing I know about this story is that ever since he had an episode or something about his life on HBO, that's when everything started taking place. He also appeared on Wendy. I just don't agree with. I understand Elmo is a character. I don't have kids. I grew up on Elmo, but it's just going to be hard to replace that voice. It's just going to be hard. I know. I know the kids don't know, but I know the difference. And if I have a child, I just wouldn't care less if my child care about Elmo, because I know what's going on. I know what happened. And I just, you know, it's just a situation that's just out of context. I just don't know about it. I don't, and each and every week there's someone else that's stepping out that's saying that he did something to them. So every week it just, the list just goes on and it's more people, and I just don't know. I have no place to say anything or judge.
Right. Well, we will definitely be
keeping an eye on
waiting
that
for the outcome of how all of this plays out, whether in the court or Elmo being retired or somebody else taking on his character. You know, and like, you know, and the main thing at the end of the day when it comes to Elmo and put him totally to the side is, if it is a character, the kids aren't going to, if they keep him, they're not going to know the difference. They're going to keep on going. They're going to laugh. And they may notice for the first few episodes. And after a while, they're kids. They'll forget.
Right.
Especially if they're still young, you know, as they get older, okay, yeah, they'll be like, oh, wait, his voice sounds different or whatever. But otherwise, you know, whether they retire him or get somebody else to do the voice, it's all going to be the same thing when it's geared to the children and making sure that they get the necessary tools to learn, whether they're in front of the television or not, so whatever the outcome on his personal life, he does need to make a decision as far as how much longer, or PBS needs to make a decision on how much longer they're going to have him attached.
He's already stepped down. Yes, from that position, but Elmo's been missing in action for a while, so.
Right. And so, okay, so then they need to make a decision. They need to make, because the kids notice that, and the kids don't understand. We understand. We know what's going on, but those kids don't understand. But they need to make a decision on what they're going to do and how it's going to affect, which, you know, it probably won't affect that much, because, I mean, they have all those other characters that can easily be a filler into the Elmo spot. But.
And there's so many talented people that really can do that voice. So
right.
I don't think they should take the whole character out, you know. That's going to be crazy.
Exactly. And there's somebody out there
that could do that voice. It's got to be someone out there.
Yeah. And there's always, for us, Lawless, you know, radio, we're always saying support the local kennel. There's somebody out there who has that voice that would be perfect to take his place. So any callers, I mean, any listeners, any fans, y'all need to hit up Sesame Street, send them some demos, and be like, I'll be the voice of Elmo. I mean, I'm serious. You never know when your opportunity is knocking, and you better take it before the door or the window shut. Just saying. So that's our spiel on the Sesame Street saga. Is there anything else to say before we move on? That silence for negative.
There's so much to talk about.
That's so funny. It's like, okay, silence on the air. Ooh. So, all right, okay. So that was awesome. That was interesting. Wow, but you really hit us on that one, Katie. As usual, you know how to throw it in there. Lady Q, Makia, I'm a mute girl, but you know, if you want to come and talk, you are more than welcome. Go ahead, Lady Q.
So you guys all have been, I don't know, have you heard about the Kate Middleton stuff that's been going on?
Oh, my God, yeah. That was one of mine, but go ahead.
So for anybody out there who doesn't know what's going on, Kate Middleton, who is the Duchess of York, I think, I don't know. But anyway, she's in the hospital. She's being treated for extreme nausea. She's pregnant. And two Australian DJs called in, pulled a prank. They didn't think they'd get through. They pretended to be the queen in a really, really bad accident and actually got through to the personal nurse. So the next day, well, I think a few days later, the nurse was found dead of an apparent suicide after, I guess, being embarrassed because it was a national, you know, international thing. Everybody was up in arms about it and whatnot. So the DJs have gotten fired. Their show has been pulled, and the radio station is saying that no more pranks will be done at all. But what do you guys think? Do you think the DJs are responsible? And do you think the radio station kind of hypocritical because they, you know, allowed the show to be aired and have done this stuff before? What do you think about it?
I think that the radio stations are hypocrites because radio prank is something that's been going on for years now. It's just a part of pop culture. I mean, I was watching something the other day about it, and they take it back to the 1930s. That's just something that's just been going on for years. So it's a pop culture thing. So I think they're hypocrites for firing the DJs. I think they are. Because that's something that they do all the time.
They're the scapegoats.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
In a big way.
And a total big way, because, you know, there's, you know, like you said, they're up here saying, oh, they shouldn't have done it, and the prank went too far. But hello, when they did the prank, you know, you shouldn't have aired it. Period. I mean, pranks go way too far sometimes. People get hurt. In this case, someone, you know, committed suicide. And, you know, firing them, pulling the ads, suspending the program, and then on top of that, donating $524,000 to the family. You know, that's all well and good, but you could have prevented all of this and done something totally different in that slot. I mean, we're not pulling no pranks on anybody, and we're doing pretty okay. I mean, there are other radio stations, other radio hosts, live, internet, you name it. I mean, some things are just not necessary to do to get your ratings. It's just it's not necessary.
I don't feel like they did anything particularly unnecessary. I mean, you never know. Obviously, they didn't think that their terrible accident was going to get them through, and then they obviously also didn't know that this woman would be shamed enough to feel like she couldn't be here anymore. So I think it was a harmless thing. The radio station doesn't need to be so heavy-handed with it. The DJs had no way of knowing that this sort of thing would happen, of course, and had they done, they wouldn't have done it. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it was a prank, and it was terrible, and something bad happened, and it was really, really sad. But at the end of the day, these two people should still have their jobs because they have to carry that around, that weight around for the rest of their lives. And you know what I mean? It's kind of, I think, not compassionate for the radio DJs to have for the radio station to fire them. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, well, you did a bad thing, bye. And everybody else is always telling them they did a bad thing too, but they worked for the radio station. And so they should be standing in unity with them and supporting them and saying, you know, we didn't do this on purpose. This was a really bad, tragic accident, and we're sorry for the family, and we're going to do some fundraisers or whatever to try to make amends. But they kind of threw them under the bus by firing them. They're just like, here, take the heat for it, basically, and they look like they get to wash their hands of it. And that's really sad. Really, really sad.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is, and the female, they actually spoke out yesterday, both of them, both the DJs spoke out yesterday. I only saw a snippet of it, so I can't really comment on tonight on that, but I know the female was really emotional. I don't even, you know, I know if it was me, I probably would, even if they hadn't found me, I probably would have quit just because that, I don't know, you know, like you said, it's going to stick with you wherever you go, and I don't know. So, but we have a caller. I'm loving this tonight, ladies. We have a caller from 404 area code. State your first name, please.
Hey, what's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey,
hi.
All right, all right.
What's up, TL?
Oh, man. You know, taking a break from this hustling and bustle of trying to get this award thing taken care of.
Okay. What's your take from a male's perspective on what's going on over there in England with the Ready to See DJs? I mean, with us being in the same spot as being hosts of your shows and, you know, we're not, you know, being on the radio. What are your take on that?
And I just said it's just crazy. I mean, it's certain games you don't play. You know, certain lines, you know, you should stay from crossing. But at the same token, with freedom of speech and everything, you know, and just the fun of pranking, you know, I mean, that's like Ash and Kutcher jumping out on somebody saying you got punked and they dropped dead from a heart attack, you know, and now the person on his staff have a heart attack and die after that heart attack. Now, do everybody get to sue Ashton? Do the network get to go after Ashton? You know, do they got to get rid of the whole staff for even being a part of the show and stuff? You know, it's just wild. That's all I say. It's just a terrible situation. But now, did they finally say that it was? She may have killed herself. I still haven't heard if she definitely did.
Today they were supposed to do the autopsy. Family did request an autopsy, and they were supposed to do that today. So I guess we will know. Well, it's night for us, so they tomorrow. How fast it works over there, but I know that they were supposed to do the autopsy today or start.
Yeah.
So things are moving, we'll know pretty quickly on how she really died or anything. I don't even know. Lady Q, do you remember in your reading and your research if there was even a note? I don't even know if there was a note.
Right, I never heard anything about a note either.
I didn't hear anything about a note. So far, all they're saying is mysterious circumstances. So.
Right, yeah. That's all I've heard
sure.
too.
What, the royal
right.
family went in and got her? My bad, I ain't said it out loud.
Bad joke at a moment like this.
I was just thinking that.
It's just crazy. I do know that the royal family did. I think they extended, you know, their deepest sympathies and stuff like that to her family, and I do know that the hospital also set up some type of foundation for her as well.
Yeah, of course you're going to extend your sympathies. You ain't going to say, I'm the one that went in there and put that air pocket in an IV. Yeah. You ain't going to say all of that. But that is unfortunate, though, but, you know, like I say, you know, it's so many directions forward. But, I mean, in the fun of pranking. But then at the same time, there are the jokes you don't do. What the Bill Cosby was dead, it took to the internet, everybody was offering their condolences and all of that stuff there. You know, something like that, yeah, I don't know. You know, Bill Cosby car got stole, that's another one. You know, you can do that one, but the Bill Cosby dead, I mean, that's you logging on and all these people saying RIP for your family member. Now, you going through all kind of mass mayhem and everything, but it was a joke to the other person. They're just pulling a joke, you know, so, again, I don't know.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, here at Lawless Radio and Keeping It Real, we send our condolences as well over there. So
yeah.
Our hearts with them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. definitely go to. But on a more happier note, I want to make sure everybody remember to tune in tomorrow for the Lawless Radio Awards. I know y'all gonna be there, ladies. I know y'all gonna be in attendance. Y'all get there.
We will be there.
That's there you go. Let's support this great talent, these good people. You know, shooting this off. We kicked off the Listener's Choice Award, the final award for the show today, and this was another interactive award, like the Best Supporting Fan, where you get to nominate yourself, get everybody to vote for you.
You know, hear that,
Katie?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Going to happen. What happened? She said that.
No, I was just telling
she said
her
that
it,
very
know.
Lightly.
Katie's kind of solemn tonight. That's just her. She's just keeping it real.
Yeah, because that was. Yeah, I heard. And did something. Somebody somewhere did something.
Yeah. She says, I'm here. It is what it is. Just keep it moving.
There it is. I'm here. Okay. Yay. Hey, but definitely thank y'all ladies, thank y'all for what y'all do. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, just seeing how many people want to be involved with the award show says enough about how much the people support us, you know, and this is a us all inclusive. So we do it. So I definitely thank y'all. And I'm looking to pull some surprises off and have a great show tomorrow. I know one thing, I'm tired already and it haven't started. So this is gonna be something.
Okay, we are going to go into a song. We're going to listen to "I'm Incredible" by D.L.
Taking that they can do better, no. I'm in Florida from Italy, you just patent leather. I keep my shit together like a dung beetle. Always bring the heat like a half fever. Handling my beef like a meat cleaver. Beef hate to see me on the reaper. I got that killer flow. I'm in the cut like a knife head, but stick out like a biped. Lightning strikes, thunder roars, titans start clashing. Fighting with the hat hats, shooting at the snare drums. At war with the beat, and murder is the outcome. Now imagine what I do to an MC. Cut him a wrist and shred him, turn his simple style and miss me. I bring the beat, southern hospitality. Collard greens, cornbread, sweet tea, my treat.
I'm
And we are back to keeping it real with myself, Nikki Outlaw, and my wonderful co-host, KD and Lady Q. We've been talking about just some interesting information in our world today. The stuff that's going on with Elmo and, of course, over in England with the death of the nurse. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Ladies, I know that y'all are all into sports and everything. I mean, diehard Cowboy, diehard Redskins fan. I want to know what y'all's take is on the accident that occurred recently with the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. Well, I just heard about that yesterday when we were, Calvin and I went to, or I'm sorry, Sunday when we left the Panther game. And I was reading about it, and it's really, really tragic. You know, these players going out and having a good time and thinking nobody will get hurt because it's not the first time that something like that has happened. And it's really, really sad just for the, not only for, you know, the Cowboys teams and their families, but just for the organization as a whole, because it casts a really bad light. You know, it just makes them look unprofessional. You get paid to play football, so do it in a responsible way. You should not be out partying and drinking when you got to get on a plane in 4 hours and you're trying to drive around. It's just too much. Really sad.
Yes, I totally agree. It's a tragic situation. It's just like a, I could say an innocent maybe night out and too much drinking, and then now you lost your friend, and now you're responsible for the death. And I just think it's just sad, and my prayers go out to both sides of the family. I think it's a tragic situation.
Right. I agree. Our hearts go out to them as well. Because y'all know I'm not big on, I mean, I watch the stuff, but I'm not big, but I knew that, Lady Q, you were, Cowboys diehard fan, and I knew that would really hit home for you. And when I was listening to it and reading about it, I was like, oh, my goodness, my Lady Q. So my heart goes out to you, girl.
Let's switch the gears.
Who's winning between that contest?
We're a tie right now. We're a tie. Okay. Yes, we are a tie.
And I want to say, just because I know my husband's listening, that he jinxed us because when I think 3 weeks into the season, I was talking about the bet and I was laughing, and he goes, "Ha ha! Wouldn't that be funny if it went down to the last game if you guys played each other at the end, the very last game?" And I looked it up, and guess what? We do. So right now we're tied. We both have one more game before we play each other, the last game of the season. And, oh, my gosh, I am so nervous.
I can't wait. My skin is jumping right now. Like,
Okay, so wait. I got to write this down. When is the last game? So, you know, because y'all know I don't really watch. So what's the last game? So I can be watching it with you. So when we talk about it on air, I won't be so lost.
December 22nd.
So I know y'all know it. I know you
December
know it.
December 22nd is what she just said, yeah. December 22nd.
The C versus the R. All right. Okay. I have something going on that night, but I'll see. Let's see. Is it during the day? Or it'll be at night?
Hold on. Let me check. I'm checking right now.
Y'all know that's right before Christmas. Everybody got holiday parties going on.
No, everybody's going to be watching that game, girl.
Exactly.
They're going to have the holiday party and the game is going to be on the television, right?
Yes, actually, that's probably what's going to happen. I cannot find it right now, but I'm pretty sure
that's
it's going to
be. I'll look it up. I'll find it.
It's usually about 4 o'clock on Christmas. It's usually about 4:30, actually, so. More than likely.
That's plenty of time for me to watch that and still go to the holiday party that night because of the Saturday. So, yeah. All right. Cool beans. Awesome. All right. I just wanted to switch gears. I wanted to do something lively. I have some other stuff, but they're kind of somber, and we've already been in the somberness for the first 52 minutes
of our show. Let's get into crazy laughter, please, ladies. I'm trying to go through my stuff here, and I'm like, okay, no, I won't talk about that anymore. We're going to talk about three things, and that'll deal with death. So, come on, Katie, give me something with some laughter.
I don't have anything but life.
Go ahead, girl.
No, you can go ahead. Let's laugh.
Okay, first of all, I have to say, because we talked about this last week, Cat Williams is continuing to lose his mind, people. He has officially lost it. He is going the way of Dave Chappelle. Next thing you know, he's going to be in Africa and nobody's going to be able to find him. Because this fool went up to somebody who was doing a show, which is hilarious because he, quote unquote, retired last week, but all of a sudden you're still doing a show, which is funny. But anyway, TMZ shows a video of him going up to an audience member and smacking them in the side of the head with the microphone.
I've seen that video.
Like,
oh my
yeah, God. And then just turning around and walking away. I mean, he did it real angry. Like, it wasn't like a little tap on the head, like, how funny.
Right.
It was like
right.
He was trying to punch him with the microphone, basically. And then just turns around and walks away. So last, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, he slapped the guy. Then he gets arrested.
Right.
Now he's smacking people with microphones. What
right.
is wrong with Cat Williams?
Like we said last week, Cat really needs to just, you know, it's done. You need to just sit down. You know, it's over.
You've gone too far.
Gone too far. It's time to call it. You done already said you're done. You're retired. All right, make it official. Stop. Sit your butt down. Raise your children. Teach them not to do the craziness. Mm-hmm. Keep it boosted.
That's just a
totally a what in the world. That's a
yeah.
He done made our wall. He didn't make it last week. Now he done stepped over across the line. He has made the what in the world wall. He has.
Absolutely. What in the
it's
world?
Crazy
out
here.
Yeah. Oh, I got some good news. I read this. It's just like one. I read this. Donna Summers. I mean, I'm a Donna Summers fan. She is going to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
that's awesome. And they're doing a tribute on Divas Live on VH1 on Sunday for her. I think it's either this Sunday or Sunday coming up.
And yeah, coming up. I couldn't remember.
Oh,
in the,
that's good.
I saw it really briefly when I was preparing for tonight. So I couldn't get all the details, but I knew it was coming. So I'm glad you caught that too, Katie. But I'm really proud of her. You know, she rocks. So that's a huge, huge accomplishment. I mean, she has been in there and everything else in types of Hall of Fame a long time ago. But, hey, you know, that's just me saying it. But I'm excited. I mean, I'm really excited for her. That's a great, great thing. For our listeners, next week, December 18th, will be our best and worst of 2012. We are going to go down memory lane. So if you're listening live on the website or archiving it, listening to it later, please go to our fan page on Facebook, Keeping It Real. Again, real is spelled with a 3 for the E. And shoot us what you feel was the worst or the best parts of 2012. What's the best movie? Who was your best actor? What was the most, oh my God, the most painful thing I think for everybody is Whitney Houston. Okay, that's the icing right there. But, we're going to be talking about that. But, you know, hit us up. Tell us what you think so we can share it on the air. Your best author who came out with the best book. The best chef. You know, I don't know who did the best cruise. I'm just coming up with stuff right now. So, we're going to be wrapping up our year of 2012, our wonderful, awesome year and coming up with that. And we want you to partake in that. We want hopefully some callers, some website involvement. We want you to share and what we feel, because as we tell you, it's our opinion and it is what it is. So, you know, we may say such and such was the best, and you might go, oh, no, well, this is your opportunity to call in, get on the net, and let us know what you think. The best designer, oh, yes,
the worst and best dressed. Who did those red carpets well and who didn't? So, yeah, so please tune in to that. And just to let everybody know, we will be on vacation Christmas week. We will be airing one of our we're still trying to figure that out, but we'll be airing either a best of or something for our listeners. So please definitely tune in. It might be something that you cracked up and laughed for, you know, at the last time, the first time you heard it. So be listening to us. Next topic.
So Pizza Hut is releasing a scent. Pizza Hut is releasing a scent called Fresh Baked Pizza.
Okay, so what they trying to say, that all the pizza before wasn't fresh baked?
But who wants to walk around with a Pizza Hut perfume on? I mean, like, come on, like, really, like, get your life. No.
They don't want to smell like pizza. Is that enough when you go into the restaurant and you come out
right.
and you're like, okay. You know, usually you're, if you're like me, you stand outside for a little bit.
Yeah, that's so weird. I know I had a friend a long time ago who used to work at Pizza Hut, and I would, like, be so disgusted if he came to see me after he got off work, because smelling like pizza, that's not cute.
Right.
That's gross.
Right.
Like, and I love pizza. It's one of my favorite foods. I do not want to smell my man that smells like a big pizza dough.
Because you know what that's going to do?
Yeah.
Everybody, you're going to put that fragrance on, and then you're going to start, oh, see? Y'all, that's what they're trying to do. You smell it, you're going to be like, oh, I want pizza. Then what are you going to do? You're going to want a Pizza Hut. Or you're going to pick up the phone and call for delivery.
Look, Pizza Hut doesn't have nothing to do with their money. I mean, really, and they said that 100 bottles were made and sent out to the first 100 fans to message Pizza Hut. So, I mean, like, really, come on, donate that money and just get it together, really.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Definitely crazy. I'm sorry, I'm not rushing out to buy or even to get free the Pizza Hut perfume or air freshener, whatever it is. I'm not.
That's just a mess.
I mean, they're doing business. As far as we know, their business is great. I mean, hello, I don't ever drive by my Pizza Hut in the parking lot ever empty. It usually has some cars in there, so I don't see them doing any bad business. So I agree with you, Katie. They could have picked somewhere else for that money to go, in other research and come up with something else. A new pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. There's some pizza out there that somebody would love for them to make, and that person will go, oh my God, you finally made my pizza. Then okay, that's what they should have been doing. They should put that money in research and development for finding a different flavor of pizza for somebody.
Just a mess.
That is crazy. Wait till I tell my family. Wait till I tell my mom when I get off the phone. Mama, there's a new pizza.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not the kind you eat. It's the kind you wear.
That's just too much. That's a hot mess situation. So what about, this is a what in the world moment, because there's an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old boy that stick up a woman gunpoint in Portland. What in the world? With a 22-caliber handgun. Yes, 22-caliber handgun cocked and loaded.
How did they get a gun?
I have no idea.
Parents, mentors, everybody, we've been talking about this. Y'all know that keeping it real, that is one of our passions, is mentoring children. These two kids needed a mentor. They needed somebody there to show them the right and the wrong way. And somehow or another, it wasn't done. And if it was done, oh, Lord, help the children. Because they might not have been learning the right appropriate way. Because holding up somebody at 7 years old, 11 years, let my son gun up and go and hell, and he's 11. You don't have to worry about them doggone cops, the judge or the jury. You know what I'm saying?
And my daughter. Somebody needs to give them a good old fashioned behind whooping.
Right.
Oh, right.
And then some. And then my daughter. She's six. That's right under. Let me find out. It don't have to be a gun, a knife, a bat, any form of shoot. Let's go, Medea, a frying pan. And you are assaulting, you know, you're up here trying to threaten somebody else. No, like I said a minute ago, you don't need the judge, the jury, or the police, because Nikki Outlaw will take care of it. And, you know, you'll need them, but you'll be end up having them for me, not the children, because I wasn't taking care of business. So, but that is crazy. So are they in juvie? What's going on?
No, they're too young, 7 and 11. They're too young. They was just returned to their families. They're too young. And then the 11-year-old was caught running away again. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Like, what is wrong with these kids?
Something's going on in the household. Were they brothers?
No, I think they were just friends. Yes.
They were just friends. Something's going on in those houses. People need Child Protective Services need to step in and figure out what's going on, because something's going on if the boy turns around and runs away again.
Mm-hmm. But see, I don't understand why they didn't, you know, lock them up. And because I'm an advocate, I come from the old school model of tough love, and when you do something, you need to take responsibility, especially when they're that young, because you have that opportunity to change their path, possibly, especially the 7-year-old. You let him be scared, spend a couple of nights in juvie, and he might go ahead and straighten up. And he might not.
Right.
Release him to try. Releasing him back to the family is the wrong message to send. The message you're sending is, oh, slap on the hand, you get fussed at a little bit, and then you get to go back to your regular life. In the meantime, a woman was traumatized by being stuck up.
Right.
She's not going to
trust a 7 or 11-year-old again.
Right, and that's also parents' option, because there's no way a police could keep these kids underage without the parents' consent. So I will say, as a mom, I will say leave them in there for 3-4 days. That's what I would have said as a mom. Let them be there for a little while.
And they could do that. And with their age, they could, you know, all you have to do is just say, make sure they're in a cell by themselves. So that way you don't have to deal with the perverts and they can, you know, going on another, you know, bad avenue, but you know, because they do. I'm with y'all. We were brought up old school, and there were plenty of times I had friends who they had a night in jail because of something they did, and mom and dad said, oh, you what, you gonna stay right here, and let's see if you want to spend the night again at some point and do something else wrong. And you know, I'll make it even not just a friend. My daughter's father, his mom actually did that to him when he was in his late teens, you know, well, not late, but, you know, mid-teens. He had done something. I can't remember what she told me, but she told me a story, but I forgot what he did. And, she had kept his little butt right there for 24 hours, which is really, you know, just overnight. Let me just say he ain't done a single thing the rest of his adult life ever.
Right.
So, you know, that's the old school way. They, you know, all you got to do is just make it happen, and there's, you know, that's, wow, it's a whole lot of, there's definitely some underlining things going on with those two children, and somebody needs to find out what they are before this incident that luckily didn't turn bad. The next incident, if they don't catch it now, will be bad,
right.
And that people are going to be like, see, you should have did something then versus, you know. And, you know, and it's so sad that time and time again, these exact situations continue and continue across the nation, internationally. People see things, they put the slap on the hand, and they send them back. They don't do anything. You turn around, something happens worse, and then they're like, oh, I could have prevented. Yeah, you could have. You should have. Stop being could have and just do it and
right.
keep it moving. You know, talk, mm-hmm. have meetings with the parents. Because sometimes, you know, we don't see the signs, or you don't want to see the signs. A lot of people are blind, you know. Our kids, shoot, we already know we weren't perfect. Our parents will tell us they weren't perfect. We know our kids are not perfect. As much as I would love to look at my kids and go, oh, they're perfect angels, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody came up to me right now and said, such and such said this, such and such did this, of course my first instinct is go, oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. But at the same time, we don't know what our children are saying or doing when they are not with us, especially as they get older, because our parents didn't know half the stuff that we said or did when we weren't with them. And
thank
to this
God.
Day, some of our parents don't know what we did or said until we tell them. you know, so it's, you know, we just need to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to when kids get quiet, pay attention when kids get too talkative, pay attention to when their grades drop, pay attention to when they're hanging out with different friends that they weren't hanging out with 2 months ago. I mean, it's all there. There's so many. When if you have a talkative, all open child and all of a sudden they get reclusive, there's signs. And I just hope and I pray that these two boys get the help that they deserve and need. So, wow. That is definitely some crazy stuff. Some crazy stuff.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Let's listen. We're going to listen to Donnie Williams, Giving You Everything.
Things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the rack top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
I'm sorry. Baby said I'm sorry.
Yes, and that was Work This Out with Stevie Diamond. Love that song. He was a previous guest. We enjoyed having him. Ladies, it's been a night. What a Tuesday. Wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be. We started the show off with all this somber stuff. Change the atmosphere just a little, just a tad, but that's okay. Then we ended up with some nice, funny, definitely what-in-the-world craziness. That was cool. So that's what we love about keeping it real, right, ladies? It's all around, roundabout, never know what's coming out of either one of our mouths, which is nice. I love it, freestyle. I don't even know what we would do if we had a script.
Why not follow it?
We probably would be like, yes, and KD, that we'd be reading it. We'd be like, okay, now this is enough. All right, yeah, we can't do that.
KD can't fake the funk, so no.
Exactly. We'd be trying to be like, okay, now that's not working. You know, if they want us to, you know, if it gets to that point, which we hope it does, but just give us like one word bullet. And let us just roll. Just right. Give me a one-word bullet and roll. Like, even when I prepare for tonight, I don't, you know, I like, write one word or something, and I go, okay, that reminds me, you know, to remind myself of what I want to talk about or what I want to ask. But somebody give me a whole, I mean, I'm not acting, you know, I've done that, but even then I had to memorize this thing. And, you know, no, we float by the seat of our pants, and we keep it moving, and I love our style. I have not yet, knock on wood, thank the Lord, heard any other internet show like ours, and I do go out there and do my research. I hope y'all ladies are doing the same thing. I go out there and I try to listen to other people's shows and see what they got going on and what, you know, is different from us, and you know, keep it real, because there's competition out there, and I know what we're praying for. So I got to keep it real, got to keep it upbeat, keeping us different, keeping us in people's heads and in their mouths and in a good way, and listening. So, but it's definitely been an awesome ride, and I'm looking forward for the next however long it goes. Definitely. Anybody want to talk about something before we wrap it up for the evening? We have a while, a little bit. Just a little bit. Y'all know how the time runs.
We can, you know, Beyonce lands the $50 million deal with Pepsi, and people are going crazy
yes,
over
that.
I saw that today. It's a lot of people are
right,
like, we should need any more money.
Right.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Does she need any more money? Does Beyonce need any more money? That's what she was saying, Lady Q. And it is crazy because I'm going, you know what? Let me get the $50,000 or one of us, you know, and they let us get the $50,000 Pepsi deal.
$50 million.
So, yeah. You know, I could use that a lot more than her probably. I mean, we don't know her finances, but I don't think she's hurting for anything.
No. Most definitely not.
And didn't Jay-Z have a birthday? Was it last week?
Mm-hmm. On the 4th, yeah.
Yeah, didn't he? I thought he had a birthday. I know. I remember Tyler, but I thought I read his birthday too. But yeah, they don't need no more money. Their baby is straight. She is so on the golden spoon. This girl
right.
don't need nothing. Nothing
wow.
at all.
Her. Congrats mm-hmm. to Beyonce. Good for her.
Yeah, congrats. Mm-hmm.
That's how he would sound if he was scripted. Well, I want to say you sound like a real hater. Oh, my gosh. I love my girl B. She is my.
No, I love her.
We
love her. We don't
need
no more money.
Definitely.
We're happy.
I
love
think,
her.
You know,
we don't need no more money.
But at the same time, she is the ultimate hustler. She has been busting her butt since she was a little girl.
And you know what? We are not bad at hustlers.
And like nobody, Pepsi ain't knocking on Quenisha's door offering her $50 million. So I say go for it. If they offer it to you, take that, cash that check, and you and Baby Blue and Mr. Husband enjoy your lives.
Live it. Just like
I wish I could get it.
Exactly.
What?
And we got it. We are going to get it. You got to take the if out and put it back
yeah.
when. We're going to get it. It's not our time. We're going to get it. That's right. And I'm not hating because we all got to hustle. We all got our hustles
you
on.
Know.
So I'm hating. Fist up in the air, puppets, you know, totally for her. Keep it moving. And, you know, hey, keep building that nest so that when she finally decides, okay, you know what, I'm done, she can sit back and won't have to worry about a single thing. Build it up. Keep on moving. Definitely. I'm all over it. You know, but one day it's coming to us. People gonna be looking at us and on their radio show and going, Nikki, KD, and Lady Q don't need no doggone Pepsi $50 million. That's
that would be amazing.
Exactly. They're gonna be saying that, and we're gonna be like, true, but y'all don't understand. We gotta keep moving because one day we're gonna decide and not gonna do a thing. I'm gonna be sitting on the island somewhere relaxing with a drink, and I want to be able to do that and not worry. That's what we're going to be thinking. You're like, but thank you. We still need it. We need it one more time. So we ain't mad at you, Beyonce. Keep moving. Keep going, girl.
Yes. Keep pushing.
Love you. Keep you. Definitely. Definitely. Love it. What is the Pepsi thing for? I saw it, but I didn't read it. Do you know?
It's just an artistic collaboration. She's just able to do whatever she want to do, like the cans, the Pepsi cans.
But you know how sometimes Pepsi has their little, right, because you know how sometimes Pepsi has those little, contests for the next best idea, you know, and sometimes people get into that. So I wasn't sure if it was, you know, her bringing some, Yeah, something to this one, something to take this one.
This goes along with her tradition, you know, how Pepsi has always done it, I think since the 80s, because they did Michael Jackson, they've done Madonna, Britney Spears. It just goes along on that same vein
the
where they...
to have a Keeping It Real Pepsi? Oh, y'all, see? That's going to be us. We're going to be up there, pretty ladies. That's going to be us, I'm telling you. Y'all got to... Only thing, we're going to be having... There's going to be something different. We're going to be getting paid more than what we're getting now. We love you, Tim. Anyway.
Keeping
y'all know
it
what
real.
I'm saying. Keeping it real.
Absolutely.
We're going to, you know, we're going to, you know, our name may change. Shoot, you know what? By then, we could come up with our total concept and brand. It could be totally different. It could be have our three initials or something. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, that would be awesome. That would totally rock. Great, yeah. Be way up there in the Pepsi category with the, you know, Michael Jackson and Beyonce. And that would be awesome. See, I'm on. See. I hadn't even thought about that. Got to keep it real, keep moving those ideas. Loving it, loving it. I don't know, listeners, y'all pray for us. Good thing we rebuke all negative. But y'all know we got haters. We have haters.
It's
I don't
always
know y'all can know that.
Hey, we need a few of those.
We got haters.
That's you doing something
right. Us that we're
Exactly. I love that, Katie. We need our haters.
We got haters, but we got to make sure that even for our haters, we got to rebuke them because we need that positivity to serve. So we can keep the haters, but like, you know, as long as we got them, we know we're doing something that, hey, and I'm all for it. But that's important. Yeah, Lord.
Yes.
My mind has 50 million things going on, and I'm looking at the clock, and I hate to look at the clock. I hate it when it gets to this time because we'll be getting really into our flow and want to start talking about other stuff, and then you're like, oh, man, it's the end of the hour and a half, and it's almost that time, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to say goodnight to you one more evening. And like I said, it's been real. We've been having fun. It's been a great ride. Please stay and support us each and every Tuesday for Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q. We want you to also please pay attention to the game score. They're tied right now. Cowboys and Redskins, that's our contest going on. But the loser... Unfortunately, there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser, and the loser will be wearing the opposing team's paraphernalia and will be posting a pic on our fan page on Facebook. And if you haven't liked us, please go and like us at Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. We want your support. We post a lot of things up there, things that are going on with the show, things that are going on in general with the things we talk about, articles, all kinds of stuff. We're going to be doing more and more of that as the future holds. We also have some great things, like I said last week, and I'll keep saying it, we have some things in store for you. We're working on some things. 2013 is going to be bigger and brighter, and we're so looking forward to it. Ladies, anything y'all want to say? I'm trying to remember all the things I need to get out here, all that business stuff. I just want to make sure I'm covering everything.
Yes, and if you have any show ideas or topics that you want to discuss, make sure you email us at kir3al@gmail.com. That is kir3al@gmail.com.
That is right. And not just the show ideas. If you want to be on the show, you're a motivational speaker, a publisher, a chef, author, business owner, photographer, actor, actress, singer, songwriter. The list is endless. Please, as well, hit us up at that email address. We're always looking for any and everyone, especially if you're local, but even if you're not, if you're a celebrity and you want to come on the air, we would more than welcome you. Magazine owners, magazine writers, just, you know, hit us up. And if some of you can't remember that email address, again, it is, we'll say it again, it is KIR@gmail.com. Ladies, it is always a pleasure talking with you on Tuesday nights, sipping our whatever you have in your cup. And relaxing like we sitting around the coffee table, living room, on the floor, just lounging. And that's what we do. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us. And hopefully you feel like you're at home and cutting up and laughing. And even on the serious notes, finding out information that you didn't know about, that you didn't get to read, that you didn't see on TV. We're hoping and we're trying to bring you the that information, as well as music from our up-and-coming artists. Every music that you hear on Keeping It Real, The Grind, and Raw on Lawless Radio are local come-ups around the U.S. and international. So keep all the music coming, and we'll keep playing it. We thank you. We love you. And ladies, if you'll say goodnight.
Good night.
It's Lawless.
It is Lawless. I was late on that. Y'all, I love you. Peace. And we will talk later. And to everybody else, a good night. It's Lawless.